we're flooded out on the west side of the RM and starting to get burnt out on the east side. It's just the grass is getting so dry in the seats and there's no green in it. And we have a great big fire going down by Pike Lake, just in the north of Pike Lake today, that was just a control burn that got out of hand and got out of control, and that's what happens. And then we had another one up by Asquith this morning too.
How much is the wind impacting the situation as well?
The wind don't help it any, but it's still, that's probably why it got out of control. And then it gets back in the bush and you can't get to it. And it's just, there's so much dead, dry grass that has no green material in it at all. And that just burns like as if you're pouring gas on it.
So as a result, what is the RM doing?
Well, I say we're putting the fire ban on at midnight tonight. So no control burns or anything allowed in the RM.
Okay, so no control burns after midnight tonight. And tell us a little bit about the road situation.
Well, it started really bad last Friday. It was when the water started going over roads, and we had water going over the roads everywhere. We still have water going over the roads, but we have never had anything close to this for 30 or 40 years now.
What type of washouts are we talking about? Are we talking like washouts that are affecting travel around the RM? Is it hard to get from one area to another?
Over the weekend, we had, like, on the west side of the RM, we had like two roads that you could go north and south on. Everything else was closed because we had to for water going, and we still have a bunch of roads closed. We have roads that are washed out. We have to put new culverts in. We're going to be working on that for a month.
Yeah. Of course, that adds additional costs to the RM budget, doesn't it?
Big time. We're looking at PETA funding, which is Provincial Disaster Assistance. We have to see where that goes, but we've never had a situation like this for basically since that I can hardly remember.
Yeah. There was a lot of snow out there, wasn't there?
We had big time snow. We had way more snow than what Saskatoon had even. We still have snow in our ditches, tree lines, everything are still full of snow yet.
From a farming point of view, any of this moisture able to sink in, or is it all just running off?
Actually, a pile of it soaked in because our ground wasn't froze at all. No, first, probably half of the melt, it all went into the ground. The ground was that dry, and then when it couldn't hold anymore, that's when it started running off.
Mm-hmm. So you're sort of dealing with two different situations at the same time.
Basically, yes. Like our police chief said, he said, that's a new one. We got road bans and fire ban at the same time.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Anything else you'd like to add, Leonard?
Just that for the next few days, be very careful, like for fires and like throwing cigarette butts out or anything like that. Now is not a good time to be doing something like that.